Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and remember you can subscribe for free to our Brian Lehrer Show daily podcast. Every day we pick one segment from the program for your iPod or MP3. To sign up for our free daily podcast, just go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. I want to open the phones specifically for African Americans for a few minutes at 212-433-WNYC to tell us if you care that the three major Republican presidential hopefuls, that's Giuliani, Romney, and Thompson, are all declining to appear at the PBS forum next Thursday night to be moderated by Tavis Smiley. This was long planned, long announced. He was going to do one with the Democrats, which aired during the summer, and one with the Republicans, long scheduled for September 27th. And now all three of these leading hopefuls say that they have schedule conflicts, and so they can't make it. Nothing against Tavis. It's not that we don't care about the African-American audience. We just have scheduling conflicts. The same thing happened when Univision just had their Spanish language translated debate targeted to Spanish language speakers in America. Well, they did it for Democrats. Republicans also are generally being no-shows at that. I didn't like the YouTube debate idea either at first, but that one apparently is going to go forward in November. And now some prominent Republicans are expressing concerns about this. Jack Kemp, the former GOP vice presidential nominee from 96, and he was the HUD secretary, he said, "We sound like we don't want immigration. We sound like we don't want black people to vote for us. What are we going to do? Meet in a country club in the suburbs one day? If we're going to be competitive with people of color, we've got to ask them for their vote." And Newt Gingrich said, "For Republicans to consistently refuse to engage in front of an African-American or Latino audience is an enormous error. Any of them who give you that scheduling conflict answer are disingenuous. That's baloney." And the question is, do you care if 90% or more of African-Americans in presidential elections vote for the Democrat anyway? Have you given up on the Republican Party? Has the Republican Party given up on you? If there's like basically a 0% chance that you're going to vote for the Republican anyway, at the end of the day, does this debate really matter? Maybe you just have a separation for a while. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Janet in Newburgh, you're on WNYC. Thanks a lot for calling, Janet. Hi.
Hello. Good morning, Brian. I'm an African-American Republican, and I watch the Tavis Smiley show regularly, almost every night. And I am disappointed that the candidates are saying that they have scheduling conflicts, particularly because I think that it's just a matter of democracy and having open debate. And I think that they probably believe that Tavis Smiley might be a little hostile towards them because everyone is quite sure that Tavis is a Democrat. We all know that about him. But I still think this is a good opportunity for the Republican candidate. And likewise, when they have other moderators on different networks, I really don't see them saying, well, we have scheduling conflicts, knowing that some of them might be in an opposing party. I think this is a snub against Tavis. Because people do know that he's very vocal about his beliefs. But as someone who is a Republican, I would like to see them have respect for people from my particular ethnic background, just as they have respect for the white journalists or newscasters who also participate in the debates, either on CNN or MSNBC.
Well, if not Tavis, who? Because in my experience with Tavis, he's open about his positions on the issues. He's a commentator, and I don't think he has a public party affiliation. But in a moderator role, he's very professional, and he certainly has conservative commentators who come regularly on his show, and he doesn't treat them like the devil, you know. And so, I mean, I don't know if that that assessment is fair to Tavis, that they may be making of him. And if not Tavis, who?
Well, how about Alan Keyes or someone, Isola Foster or Michelle Bernard? There are lots of people who could actually be helpful in moderating this particular debate who are African-Americans and who have conservative points of view. There's even someone from the Manhattan Institute.
John McWhorter.
John McWhorter. He's also someone who I think could fill that role or assist in perhaps making people feel more comfortable.
John McWhorter, who I also know, I think would also do a good job coming from a different political perspective, as I think Tavis would. But then we kind of go down this road, and then I'm going to go and take some of our other many callers. But we kind of go down this road of Democrats only debating on Democrat-friendly forums, Republicans only debating on Republican-friendly forums, Democrats are refusing to debate on Fox, the Democrats are refusing to debate on Fox, the Republicans are refusing to debate on Tavis. I mean, it's a shame if this is what it's coming to.
It is a shame, and all I can say is that as an African-American Republican, I will vote Republican for the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
I just would like to see them be a little more open and be a little concerned about how this looks, particularly because African Americans are still enraged by the response of Katrina, and it looks as if they just don't care about black folk in general.
Janet, thank you very much. Please call us again, okay?
Thank you kindly.
Bye-bye. Paul in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Brian. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You bet.
I do find it quite interesting that the woman describes herself as a black Republican and talks about Katrina and still would vote for that party. But on to your question, the idea that scheduling conflicts would prevent presidential candidates from putting their ideas in front of any group of people is outrageous to me. What it says is that their priorities, and that's what this is, the priorities of the candidates that are not showing up, says that they don't care about the people that have asked to see them. I mean, the fact of the matter is, people of color are not on their radar. They have shown through their actions and through their through the manner in which they govern that the needs of African American citizens are simply not anywhere in their top 10 list of priorities.
Let me check out or test out one Rudy Giuliani line on you and get your reaction to it. Because he says, in all seriousness, I'm sure he believes this, that people in Harlem where you live and other neighborhoods that are predominantly people of color in New York benefited more than any other from his anti-crime policies because those were the highest crime neighborhoods and those were where crime came down the most. And so he did more than I don't know if he puts it this way, but some of his supporters put it this way. He did more than David Dinkins to improve the quality of life for African Americans in New York.
Okay. I will say that I had discussions regarding this exact subject for many, many years with my conservative and Caucasian friends, and that is a bald-faced lie. How's that? First of all, Mr. Dinkins was the mayor who was able to get through legislation that allocated more money for the police department that Mr. Giuliani came in to then run, and Mr. Giuliani's treatment of people of color. He basically treated people of color with no respect during his term, and the idea that he wants to take total credit for what was the work of the New York City Police Department start with Bill Bratton, amongst others. I mean, look, this wasn't just him. And the thing is that many people in this country who were not in New York under Giuliani don't understand exactly who this man is.
So is your bottom line with a debate, forget about you, I don't care anyway, maybe I'd watch you on Tavis, maybe I wouldn't, or on PBS moderated by Tavis, but it really doesn't matter to me a whole heck of a lot if you debate.
Well, to be honest with you, it does matter to me because this is a matter of the democracy and the democratic process, small d democratic process in this country. And what are we doing as a nation if we have, you know, for example, you know, the Republicans saying they won't come to speak before an audience that is predominantly African American. My take on this is that we collectively, there's just, this is a huge problem. I mean, what it reminds me very much of is how you have, in the last election cycle during 2004, if you wanted to attend a George Bush rally, you had to sign an oath of allegiance. It is outrageous.
Paul, I'm going to leave it there. Thank
you
very much. Susan in Montclair, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. So do you care about this?
You know, to some extent, because, you know, Tavis Smiley is known throughout the African-American community across the nation. A lot of blacks listen to him. And I think it is a horrible snub that, you know, all of a sudden they have scheduling conflicts. You know, I think that if it was, you know, going to be aired on ABC, NBC, CBS, they wouldn't. They would find time in their schedule to appear. I just think that it's indicative of the Republican Party. This is a party of Rudolph Giuliani, Trent Lott, Strom Thurmond, Jesse Helms, you know, back from sort of the Richard Nixon days, when, you know, the party has not shown a lot of love for the African-American community. And quite frankly, the party appeals to some of the most racist people in this country. So they're sort of feeding into that.
You think if it was, though, let's say CBS, I'm trying to think, let's say it was Lester Holt. You know who he is? African-American anchor on MSNBC, and I think he anchors the weekend NBC Nightly News on, on regular NBC. Not Tavis Smiley, who's so out there as a commentator, as the first caller was saying. Lester Holt, you know, a mainstream network news anchor who doesn't express his opinions. Would that, you think that would change their answer? And would it matter to you?
You know, I don't know about the gentleman on MSNBC. I don't think he's as well known as the African, as Tavis Smiley is in the African community, in the African American community. So I can't.
So it's a matter of cred to some degree.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think Tavis Smiley is better known.
Susan, thanks a lot. And Naomi in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Naomi.
Hi, Brian. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
And I highly doubt the last two calls were Republicans.
They didn't. This call-in is not just for Republicans. I think the last two calls were not.
Asking for African American Republicans.
No, the first caller identified herself as such.
Okay. Well, I'm a black Republican, and I'm insulted. And I have to disagree with the caller before the last. Giuliani did amazing things. I lived in New York all of my life. I've only been in Jersey City for a year. The Bronx was a dilapidated mess. The Board of Ed, Giuliani cleans that place up. And for him to say that that's a bold-faced lie, I disagree with him. Binkins was in term for 4 years. It was very little he could do. But, you know, Mayor Cox had, you know, New York City for 12 years, and it was just a mess. So let's give credit where credit is due. He did an amazing job, you know, but my disgust with him at this point is you are ignoring us. You are ignoring a segment of people who have believed in you, who believe in community, family, health care, responsible health care, even if it means that we would have to take responsibility on our own for certain, you know, appropriation of our own money to set aside for this care. Why can't you set your appointments in sync to accommodate an audience of color? To me, he's asking me to consider Edwards or Obama. Hillary will not ever be a consideration for me, but I'm insulted, and I think a lot of black Republicans will be.
As a Republican, does Tavis carry certain weight, and it's not just Tavis, it's PBS, but with Tavis as the moderator, because he's got cachet or because he's an established journalist and interviewer, or does Tavis matter in this equation?
No, he shouldn't. And I'm glad you asked that, Brian, because I think we need to get away from these comfortable exchanges. You're a public figure. You're being elected by citizens of the United States, whether they're black, Indian, Chinese. You make yourself available to any audience that have an interest in your point of view, especially if they are part of that party.
Naomi, you know, thanks a lot. That's going to be the last word, and we're going to leave it there. So I thank all of you for your calls on this, and we'll see what happens. This debate is scheduled for next Thursday night. We are currently scheduled to air it on AM 820, but without the major candidates. Who knows if it's going to be a meaningful event. So we will see if they decide to change under the pressure that's now coming from Newt Gingrich and Jack Kemp and people like that for the debate a week from Thursday night on PBS, hosted by Tavis Smiley. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, over the last few minutes, the MTA has been announcing some policy changes in response to that big flooding incident this summer that crippled the whole system just about for a day. We'll see what they're saying. Stay with us.